Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We already knew this because it was obvious, but China is the reported biggest owner of U.S. debt. New WikiLeaks documents show they're basically running much of U.S. policy. They've teamed up with the big banks to basically take this country over. That's coming up. We got Bob Chapman joining us, Jesse Trinidou on new bombshell info on the inside job that was OKC. And we've got the Tunisian dictator in absentia or outside his country, in exile is the word, has had a convenient stroke. That's all coming up. But I want to take a bunch of your phone calls and intersperse news with all of that in this hour. Then two guests joining us in the next hour. It is Friday, the 18th day of February 2011. Let's go ahead and talk to Nick in California. Nick, thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. I had a comment and a question. On the websites they were shutting down for allegedly child porn, maybe they should go shut down the Pentagon.gov website. Didn't a bunch of Pentagon employees get caught with child porn and none of them got in trouble for it?
Yeah, tens of thousands. But we got to be careful about that because the way that story came out, I looked at it, they probably were claiming that tens of thousands had done it when they hadn't, by putting it on their networks as a way to incriminate them because they know about the $4-plus trillion stolen out of Pentagon pension funds in the last 8 years and 9 years, and the fact that there's investigations going on. But what about DynCorp? What about Halliburton, admittedly caught kidnapping children and women? I mean, that's Chicago Tribune, BBC, in the last 12 years, and no one ever getting in trouble with that. But, yeah, no, they admit these 84,000 websites had no child porn. The government just took them over last week and put messages up on the sites that they were child pornographers. Mm-hmm.
And didn't Pentagon employees a few months ago get caught with a bunch of actual child porn?
They get caught constantly with it on them in Afghanistan and Iraq and everywhere else. But there was the one case you mentioned was where tens of thousands reportedly had it on their networks. But I'm saying that's how it could be true. But the problem is the globalists operate this way, trying to incriminate people. So you don't know what's true because they don't prosecute the admitted cases of it. And so then they try to like basically freak out a bunch of people who are innocent.
Yes. And then my other question was, I've never heard you talk about gang stalking, which I've been a victim of for about a year now. I've only seen like one article on it on your website, and I just wanted to see what you had to say about that.
Nick, I appreciate your call. There are moves by the government for secret mind control operations. That's been declassified back in the 70s, MK Ultra, MK Naomi. There are mind control experiments going on at mental health institutions everywhere. There are cases of government harassment against people, but also there's a lot of paranoia and schizophrenia. I myself have attracted that, obviously, with some people, and you know they'll show up or see me on the street and say, "You put a chip in my brain." I've seen people go to the county commissioners and say, "My dad put a chip in them." You know, I mean, just crazy stuff. And so a lot of this, then I've seen videos on YouTube of people videotaping out their window and clearly the body language and stuff. It's repairmen across the street fixing a sewer line and they're digging in the dirt and people are like, look, they're putting transmitters in the ground. I mean, I think 90%+ of it is a bunch of crazy paranoia. Are there weird cults who've been caught sneaking into people's houses, rearranging things, harassing people? Yes, it goes on. In fact, the cult that Charles Manson was running, it came out in the court cases, they called it creepy crawling. And basically, it's a form of prowling or peeping Tomming. They would go into Hollywood stars' houses when they were gone at work and rearrange things in their house. Or they would sneak in, almost like counting coup, and slither around by their bed at night and do things. The answer to that is have a big dog to attack people, have a chihuahua to alert you, and have a .357 Magnum and an instant access pistol safe. If I find somebody in my house, I will kill you. 100%, absolutely. No thinking about it. You break into my house or you're in my house, I'm going to unload into your chest. So let's be clear about that. The answer to 1984 is 1776. The answer to oppression is a .357 Magnum.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. Or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, there's an epidemic of TSA criminality. Beating people up, robbing their jewelry, robbing money out of their purses and wallets. But don't worry, they're cutting funding for border security and adding tens of billions to the TSA to roll out in every city and state in the nation. We've also got news on the economy coming up at the bottom of the hour. I want to hurry through your phone calls right now because those are always interesting and informative. But Fox News, as we've been covering and pushed it out nationwide, now it's a big national story. We started exposing it, going back 3 days ago. And as of yesterday, Fox News had to respond and admit that they had taken CPAC footage of Ron Paul winning last year, 2010, with another hoax they ran where they only let Mitt Romney people into one side to fill up the auditorium. They put a microphone in the crowd and had them boo Ron Paul. They were unable to pull that off this year, so they just aired the old video from last year. Fully knowing what they did, they aired it all over Fox over and over again, got Ron Paul on and said, you know, are you embarrassed by this? They don't like you. Why'd you win? And now we've had Karl Rove on O'Reilly a few nights ago declare war on Ron Paul and say that we've got to have conservatives come out against him. We've got to stop him because they know that real Americans who understand the serious issues we're facing and know who the players are and understand the true geopolitical system we're facing are winning the hearts and minds of people in the Tea Party that was created originally 3.5 years ago out of the Ron Paul for President movement. And I know Ron Paul has got probably 20 times the juice he had just 3.5 years ago. They're worried. Because if he runs, even if he loses, he wins by injecting real issues. But in case you missed it, here they are yesterday with the Fox News host saying it was a mistake that they aired old footage, itself a hoax, from last year over and over again on Fox News. Here it is.
During a live introduction to Congressman Ron Paul on Tuesday, America's Newsroom incorrectly aired a clip from the 2010 CPAC event in Washington rather than this year's event. It was clearly a mistake. We used the wrong videotape. There are similarities in the shot between last year's event and this year. 2011, screen left. 2010, screen right. Ron Paul won both years. However, there were audible boos in 2010, while you heard a lot more cheering this year. It's an honest mistake. We apologize for the error, and we look forward to having Representative Paul back on our program.
Okay. And I hope Ron Paul brings it up whenever he is back on the program. But a commenter on one of the stories dealing with this, where they're saying it's a mistake, said, oops, accidentally used Glenn Beck rally footage, making it appear that Michelle Bachmann had a huge rally. Oops. Accidentally used Sarah Palin campaign footage, making it appear her book signing had an immense response. Oopsie. Accidentally used doctored photos of an NYT reporter and the editor with yellow teeth, with more receding hairlines, enlarged noses, and ears protruding out. Oopsie. Accidentally made it appear that Ron Paul's choice of CPAC was being booed when he was actually cheered. Mistakes will happen. And Fox got exposed 6-7 years ago for this, that anybody they don't like, they take the photo, they yellow it, they grow the nose to where it was so ridiculous and so clownish that people called them on it and caught them. And, of course, MSNBC does this. CNN does this. I remember they did a 9/11 hit piece, almost a 2-hour special on History Channel about yours truly a few years ago, and they would show me speaking to a crowd of about 500 in Austin, and then there was an hour lunch recess at the 9/11 event at UT, and they cut from me speaking in the speech to the auditorium during lunch with like 5 people in. They also did unflattering shots of me with my belly hanging out, you know, from down below. They would take my face and expand the video so it wasn't high def and deform my face and make it look like I had yellow skin and was about to die of liver failure. This is what they did. And then they would cut to crystal clear, perfect suits with glistening light in high-rise stainless steel office buildings with Popular Mechanics there. And it would say, conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. It would cut, experts. And they would cut to the, quote, experts in glistening, perfect video shot with perfect audio. This is what they do. And it's tricks they use, and you should be made aware of it and understand it's an insult against your intelligence when people do things like this. John in Michigan, thanks for holding her on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Hey, I had a question, but since you're talking about Fox News and TV fakery, and it's worth looking back over the footage of 9/11 just to see the street interviews that Rick Leventhal did. He would go out, and he was interviewing people off the street, and they'd be talking about bombs, and then all of a sudden, it's too crazy, I'll let you watch it. But the question I had was, since Bruce Ivins made it back into the news this week, I was hoping you could do a quick breakdown of Dr. Philip Zack and the anthrax attacks. I heard you break it all down before in what was sort of like an ambush interview on the John Gibson show, but if you can just bring us up to date and quickly summarize all the anthrax.
Well, everything we said, because we interviewed the experts, has now been admitted. The anthrax was the most super weaponized anthrax, and I appreciate your call. I'll try to answer. What was the first question, though, so I get to that, too?
I just made a comment about, like, Fox News and TV fakery that it's worth just going back and watching the live street interviews with Rick Leventhal on 9/11.
Sure. Let me cover that first, then I'll get into the anthrax. And we've posted and written articles about this at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com over the years. You would have real reports with bloodied firemen and police saying there were bombs. They said get out. They blew up 7, literally hundreds of them. And local newscasts saying they're going to blow up Building 7. The government's going to blow it up. And police, get back. They're blowing it up. We're supposed to ignore all that. then it falls perfectly in its own footprint. They announce an hour before and then 25 minutes before on CNN and BBC that Building 7 had fallen in its own footprint, and then it hadn't even fallen yet. I mean, it's incredible. That right there, total inside job. But there's all these weird reports on ABC, CBS, you name it, with clean-cut guys wearing baseball caps walking up in the first 30 minutes after the Tower 1 and 2 fell, giving the same script word for word. Well, yes, the towers fell due to fires and the jet fuel, and, of course, then it fell into its own footprint, and it was a total collapse. And they were clearly scripted people. You can look at them. They're all, you know, have proper posture. They look like, you know, black op military types, and they're there injecting the official story in amongst everybody else running around telling the truth, and firemen going, there was melted metal in there. It had to be bombs. Incredible. Never seen nothing like it. It was as if there were detonators. Boom, 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 popping out. See, those are real people. Firemen going, we got to get out of here. There's got to be more bombs. Any of these buildings could blow up any time. And then Building 7 blows up. Those are real people. Blood coming out their noses, cuts all over them. But then you got clean-cut guys going, oh, let me give you the official story. And then smiling after they say it perfectly, pleased with themselves, scripting it properly. And then FEMA comes out on ABC News, the deputy head of FEMA, Mr. Kennedy, and says, yeah, we were there the night before for a terror drill. And then the media says, is that true? Well, no, I was mistaken now. Giuliani messed up and said, yeah, I was there for a terror drill. Then he says, oh, no, I was mistaken. He tells Congress there was no drill, and then it gets declassified. Tripod 2 of the World Trade Centers and Building 7 being attacked. So they'd move the command center out the night before, out to the end of the pier, so it'd be safe. I mean, they ran this whole thing. They ran the whole thing right out in front of everybody. And I'm supposed to just go, oh, well, that's politically incorrect to talk about it. Just forget all those videos. Just forget all that. Forget the NORAD stand down. Forget Bin Laden being CIA. Forget Anwar al-Awlaki being Pentagon. Just forget him getting the underwear bomber on the plane. Forget him protecting Major Hassan. Just forget it all. But to answer your other question, maybe I should shoot a special video in the next few days. Because I don't even want to get into the anthrax case without pulling up all the names, all the specific facts again. It's so big that it's too powerful and too 100% proven that it was an inside job to even cover it without getting all my ducks in a row. But to answer your question, you can go research this all for yourself. They tried to frame three different people for it. Then the last guy, Ivins, they grabbed him, they took him to a government facility, and they killed him. And it was buried in two newspapers that, by the way, the government had grabbed him when he was throwing fits and threatening to go public, and that he died of a Tylenol overdose in government hands. And when the news said that he'd done it and all this, he never got a trial because they killed him. The reason you have even more evidence of them killing him is that it was not on the news, the nightly news. It was just buried as if it was a footnote that, oh, the government had grabbed him and put him in a mental institution at a government facility because he was saying he didn't do it. And then he conveniently died. So they tried to frame three other patsies. They grabbed the fourth guy. They lied and said that the anthrax had been made in a bathtub with a bucket. They said it wasn't weaponized. Then all these university heads came out and said, that's Fort Detrick, Maryland, the most weaponized AIM strain. It takes hundreds of millions of dollars of equipment to make it. No other government on earth can make anthrax this deadly. First, they miniaturize it. The list goes on and on. And then it did come out in the news who was known to have broke into the facility, who had the access to it. And we even have that guy's name. So I probably should recap, go back over all my own research, triple check it all, and then do like a 5-minute video breaking it down. And if I have time, I'll do it next week. A national magazine has asked me to do a video and a write-up on top of their feature story coming out in a couple weeks. And so I'm kind of busy doing that right now. And I'm doing RT today. I'm not complaining. I just have a lot of stuff to do. But I tell you what. I'll do an anthrax video for you by next Wednesday, okay? 5-10-minute video breaking it all down. I've just got to go back and, again, get all the dates, all the names, all of it there. The information's all in my brain, but something this big, it's kind of like Oklahoma City. I hate to even get into it without spending 2 hours on it. Because I don't want to do what the mainstream media does and just say, oh, this is the way it is. I want you to hear it and see it and have it bibliographed so there's no debating. That's the power of this broadcast. Dave, Tim, Scott, Anthony, and others, your calls are straight ahead. A bunch of key economic news as well. Stay with us.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Okay, the caller was asking about the anthrax case, and I didn't even get to the key point, why it's being brought back up now. Obviously, in the last 3 days, a Washington Post headline, anthrax report casts doubt on scientific evidence in FBI case against Bruce Ivins. Study questions FBI conclusions on anthrax attacks, Washington Examiner. And here's our detailed report. Report vindicates questions in anthrax conspiracy. And this goes through all of the videos and articles we wrote in the last 9 years breaking down that it was an inside job. So if you want to find it all, here's the article with the video, the audio, the documents. And as you can see, more than 10 bibliographed links in the back of the article where everything we say is documented, and now it's all mainstream news confirming in triplicate everything we said. We actually do research. We actually know what we're talking about. Okay, this is real. We don't just shoot our mouths off here. Okay? So I haven't even covered this week because, for me, it's old news, which is a blind spot I've got. All this stuff's constantly breaking, vindicating everything we talk about, and I never even really toot my horn and say, listen to us. But they tried to frame four different people, so they just went ahead and murdered Ivins. Just like Dr. David Kelly, we told you 8 years ago they murdered him. Now, what is it, almost 90% of Brits believe he was murdered. They've had all these top doctors come out and talk about I was murdered. Again, they claim he bled to death, but there was no blood with his slit wrist at the site. You don't bleed to death with no blood. They think we're children. He had two undissolved caplets in his stomach of a pain pill that wouldn't have killed him. Local police that found him said five men in black uniforms ran away from the body. Dr. David Kelly wrote his colleagues saying, now that I've gone public about the lies of WMDs, I will be found dead in the woods, I've been told. And they murdered him and put him in the woods. I mean, that's like Princess Diana made a video and a diary that the government sees, but is admittedly real, saying Prince Charles told me that if I marry this Egyptian, that I will be killed in a fake car wreck. And then I go on British radio and TV and they make fun of me and go, Alex claims they killed Diana. This is how dumb they think we are. So I'll do a video on it because the anthrax situation is important. But I'll have to do it next week. Report vindicates questions in anthrax conspiracy. Steve Watson, totally detailed. If you want to go pull this up, just put it in the search engine. Report vindicates questions in anthrax conspiracy. And put prisonplanet.com behind it, and it'll pull up the article for you. And you can get into the National Research Council basically saying the entire official story is a fraud. And the council has found it's impossible that he could have done this on his own, obviously. I mean, the facilities that make this, there's only one in North America, and that's Fort Detrick. One place to make this. They tried to claim Saddam Hussein did it. I tell you, you know, I'm going to get into some financial news, some border news, some soft kill assassination news coming back. And then I'm going to get to all the callers that are patiently holding. So we're going to get to you. David, Tim, Scott, Anthony, Chuck, and others. But that's why I love callers, because they always bring up incredibly central points that need to be covered. But if you want to see me really professionally lay out all these issues, if you want to see every major topic covered, it's my films. They're award-winning. They're available on DVD with the expanded extras and the highest quality on the online video bookstore shopping cart at Infowars.com and all the other amazing books and videos and materials that we carry, the best stuff out there at the best prices, and your purchase of the T-shirts, the ball caps, the V for Victory, We Will Be Victorious, T-shirts at Infowars.com, the Draft Ron Paul shirts, all of those items spread the word, wake people up, get the word out, but it also symbiotically supports this transmission. So I hope you get the other videos we carry, like What in the World Are They Spraying, or Enemy of the State, or Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Invisible Empire. It's such an excellent film that I produced and Jason Burmes directed. It's available discounted at Infowars.com. But think about us and remember that we can continue to grow and expand and be strong in the face of the globalist onslaught when you purchase the books, the videos, the materials at Infowars.com, at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can also see all the films and expanded extras that aren't even in the DVDs, my book, Paul Watson's book, the live video stream, the archive video stream, a bunch of other films we've been authorized to post, special interviews only at PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. You can get 3 months free when you sign up for a full year. Get a trial, $5.95 monthly subscription to PrisonPlanet.tv. by supporting the Tip of the Spear and alternative media, you supercharge. You help us turn on our afterburners as we expand this operation against the New World Order as a platform to launch more resistance.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-814-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, and I covered it yesterday, but I just want to remind people, the federal government is seizing tens of thousands of websites a week, and they seized 84,000 last week. With no evidence, no nothing, they now admit there was no child porn on the 84,000 dog grooming websites, real estate company websites, you name it. Restaurant websites, your customers go there to order a pizza or to call to get some landscaping done, and it says you're a child pornographer. They're beta testing the takeover of the web and the kill switches and admitting that that's their plan. We have got to use the internet while we still have it. We've got to do two things. Defend the web and keep it free and open, but at the same time, recognize they're incrementally clamping down on it. 3 weeks ago, Google came out and said we're going to start blocking and shutting down alternative media websites where they're non-searchable, like the Drudge Report and Infowars.com. They said, if you're a content farm, meaning links and blurbs and comments on things, we're actually had a lot of original stuff, obviously, but the point is that they're going to start blocking. Well, they announced it after they're already doing it. They're already blocking us. Government paid for broadband in Europe and universities and military bases in many areas in the U.S. for years have been blocking Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Why do you think that is? Why do you think Karl Rove's saying we've got to run Ron Paul out of the Republican Party? These birthers, these anti-Federal Reserve people are dangerous because they work for them just like the Democrats. The Republicans and the Democrats engineered the end of Glass-Steagall in 99. They engineered the banker takeover in October 2008. And all the subsequent things we've seen where even Dianne Feinstein admitted they were getting 1,000-to-1 phone calls against the banker bailout. And what did then Secretary of Treasury Paulson do? He went into a closed session, into closed meetings in House and Senate, and said, there will be martial law if you don't do what you're told. Now, what has the governor of Wisconsin said, regardless of where you stand on this union busting? What has he said? What has he come out and said? He has come out in front of everyone and in their face said, I'll use the National Guard on you if you don't like it. This whole police state grid is for the American people as they begin to take the pension funds, as they begin to increase the taxes, as they begin to cut spending. Look, I don't like the big ballooned, bloated government. I don't like the out-of-control unions in some cases. The unions were sold out to the globalists in NAFTA and GATT by 1994. But it is somewhat of a counterbalance to the big mega corporations, so it's being broken up. And that's what Obama was a union buster liberal in Chicago. So he plays the part of the savior while the Republicans play the part of the bad guys for unions as they try to bust them up. But if we're going to have $28 trillion and counting given to offshore secretive banks, a few hundred billion via the unions, and now they're announcing we're going to cut your pay and make you pay more into your pension fund, which you'll never get. They've already taken the military's pension funds. I get emails all the time. Well, Alex, how are you saying that $2.1 trillion was stolen by 2001? Well, because the Associated Press reported it and it was admitted, $2.1 trillion missing from the Pentagon. Just search it. You'll get AP. It was admitted. The last time we saw a congressional hearing on it in 2006, the last time it was brought up, it was over $4 trillion missing. People say, well, the defense budget's only $1 trillion on budget, close to another trillion off budget. You count intelligence. How are they stealing $1 trillion or more a year? Because there were all those giant funds for the VA and for the pension funds and the death benefits. And what did Bloomberg report last year? And I keep going back to this because it's so big. VA headline signed secret deal with major insurance companies to withhold death benefits. They take that money out of your little military check for the 10 years, the 20 years, the 25 years, the 3 years, whatever the case is. You're in the military. And then you die in combat or you die of a heart attack when you're 65, whatever it is, and your widow or widower goes to get the money, and they're told, sorry, you don't get jack diddly squat. They stole the pension funds already. They stole the Social Security already. They stole most of the private pension funds already. And they're saying, oh, they're in trouble. They're underfunded. 48 states are about to go bankrupt or are already technically insolvent. The answer is pay us more taxes. We'll take over your pension funds. Congress says they'll take over the states in receivership. The federal government itself in receivership to the private Federal Reserve, the second biggest owner of the fraudulent debt after the communist Chinese. We've been positioned into this situation, and I'm just a normal guy who studied it, stating public facts. Who are the terrorists? Are they the men in caves that are protected and left alone? Or are they the big banks who've already stolen the military's death benefits? All these people that wrap themselves in the flag and, oh, support the troops. That means feed them into a meat grinder. Support them by not caring about them. I actually care. Remember Obama? A year and a half ago, we had the head of the Veterans of Foreign Wars on, VFW. It was in the news. Obama got him in a meeting and said, we want to go ahead and not pay for people at the VA anymore. We want to now make them go out and buy their own insurance. Remember that? Folks, the military signed a contract. The military, they take taxpayer money and put it in the VA funds. There's plenty of money. But they give them horrible care because they're stealing it out the back door. Now, others would say, be patriotic, sit down and shut up. No, I will not sit down. I will not shut up. So what the way they're phrasing this now by making it a left-right issue is that as the teachers have their funds slashed, and sure, there's corruption there. But as as their pension funds get taken, part or all, they'll say, oh, that's what bankrupted the government. That was the problem. You could get rid of all the pension funds, public and private. You could get rid of all the government spending. The debt is so huge, most of it fraudulent. They've now tied us to the banker's debt, their $1.5 quadrillion in derivatives, that they're saying, give us all the money, give us unlimited new taxes, or we will implode the economy, as they're already incrementally imploding the economy. As they held the nation hostage back in October of 2008, saying, we will fully destroy the stock market if you don't do it, and Congress didn't pass the bill, so they had the head of the Federal Reserve, the head of the Treasury, all the private bankers go out on TV and say, we're going into a depression. That killed confidence, and there was a 1,000-point stock market plunge, and then the Congress, under financial terrorism with a financial gun to their head, ran back and said, we'll do whatever you say. Okay, you're the boss. I mean, I wanted to recap that. So just like they first in Europe started banning free speech 30 years ago or so by saying white supremacists shouldn't have free speech, and the average politically correct person said, yeah, that sounds reasonable. Now, if you criticize the EU, they try to arrest you. Now, if you criticize Muslims calling for a Muslim Europe, you get arrested or hauled into court. See, once you get rid of free speech for one group, everybody loses it. And it's the same exact paradigm, the same exact system. Now with this, look at these lazy teachers. Look at these bad people. They're getting their pay cut. They deserve it. We've got to fix America. Why, look at the New Jersey governor. Look at the Wisconsin governor. They're getting tough. And it sets that precedent to now frame it that it's the unions that did all of this. No, the unions were the domestication of the population. The unions were getting people addicted to government control. It's a small part of the equation. And so it's now this smokescreen to why our economy's imploding, to why the taxes are going up. And so they play it off against people to then cut all the benefits, which are bad enough because we're domesticated and made dependent by them. But then if you cut those, that's the little bit of government money, as they devalue the dollar, at least flowing in to the mom and pop shops. At least flowing into the society and the culture. I'm against it. But only after we get rid of the private Federal Reserve. That's where the real problem is. You don't fix that. You don't write off the $1.5 quadrillion fraudulent debt that they've had us fraudulently sign on to. It's over. Is Ted there, John? Okay, I'm going to Ted Anderson, and then we're going to your phone calls ahead of our guest. He'll just be on with us for 5 minutes, because I wanted to get into this with Ted, who's the owner of the Genesis Network and Midas Resources. China flexes muscles with U.S. as biggest creditor, WikiLeaks reports, CNBC, confidential diplomatic cables from U.S. embassies in Beijing and Hong Kong lay bare China's growing influence on America's largest creditor. As the U.S. Federal Reserve grappled with the aftershocks of financial crisis, the Chinese, like many others, suffered huge losses from their investments in American financial firms. From Lehman Brothers, the primary reserve fund, the money market fund that broke the buck. The cables obtained by WikiLeaks show the escalating Chinese pressure prompting a procession of soothing visits by the U.S. Treasury Department. Yeah, where the Chinese laugh at Hillary and others and laugh at Geithner. In one striking instance, a top Chinese money manager directly asked U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner a favor. In June of 2009, the head of China's powerful sovereign wealth fund met with Geithner and requested that he lean on regulators at the U.S. Federal Reserve to step up the approval of a $1.2 billion investment in Morgan Stanley, according to cables. And it just goes on for page after page, how they're now running the SEC regulators. And the Federal Reserve, we hear, owns $900 billion, the Chinese $1.1 trillion. How is that factor into $1.5 quadrillion? $1,500 trillion versus a few trillion? See, China is not really the biggest owner of our debt. It's that China owns the real treasury bills that you could say is real debt owed by the federal government via the American people. But see, we're already signed on to the $1.5 quadrillion and growing. No one ever talks about that giant 1,500 times size elephant. There's an elephant 1,500 times conservatively bigger than the little $2 trillion elephant. So they tell us, oh, we got to pay our debts. Oh, we got to cut all the state pensions. Oh, we got to take the veterans' pensions. Oh, we got to do all this, after they get us addicted to it like a third world country. But really, we're paying into this on the $1.5 quadrillion owed by the bankers. Now, I know I keep hammering that over and over again because it's so important. And it continues. Another report here. Is China hoarding gold in anticipation of a global financial implosion? 10 facts about gold fever in China that may surprise you. And I wanted to go over some of this. According to the World Gold Council, China hasn't consumed 579.5 tons of gold during 2010. The United States consumed only 233.3 tons. China has been importing gold at a feverish pace. In fact, China imported five times as much gold in 2010 as it did during 2009. That's five times. Number three, the Chinese appetite for gold only seems to be accelerating in 2011. The Industrial and Commercial Bank of China sold approximately 15 tons of physical gold in 2010. That was a huge amount, but during the month of January alone, the bank sold approximately 7 tons of physical gold. The growth in demand for gold in 2011 is being called explosive by executives at the bank. While the globalists try to suppress the price of it, the public price is a fraud. The government price is a fraud. What it's trading for is many times 10% higher than what they claim it is. Paper gold versus real gold. Chinese demand for gold has now risen to approximately 25% of total global production. Number five, investment demand for gold in China soared by a whopping 70% during 2010. It's being projected that China gold investment demand will grow another 40 to 50% during this year. Number seven, consumers in China and India now account for more than half of all global demand for gold jewelry and gold coins. Number eight, Chinese households have purchased almost half the much gold since 2007, as well as the investors in the West combined. Number nine, on the Shanghai Gold Exchange, trading volume soared 43% during the first 10 months of 2010. Number 10, China replaced South Africa as the number one gold producer in the world back in 2007. China's gold mines produced at an all-time record 340 tons of gold last year. They're buying mines up from the U.S., you name it, South America, Australia. Now, why is that important? We're seeing what the New World Reserve Currency is. They're claiming it's an SDR, new cashless system, backed up with taxpayer money and carbon taxes. That's only one layer. The big move by the Arabs, the Europeans, the Japanese, the Chinese, and Americans, and many others, the real move, the clear leader now, in moving away from dollar, as we see dollar death becoming imminent, and the end of the dollar is the world reserve currency, is gold. You've seen a 400% increase in the last 11 years. It goes down a little, but always goes back up more. They can no longer suppress it. Ted Anderson, what does this mean that now every analyst worth their salt confirms gold is now becoming the world reserve currency? This is the big secret.
Well, I mean, what it means to me, being in the physical side of the market, that it's getting very, very hard to get silver or gold. I mean, to be able to supply ourselves, I mean, there's just not enough gold to go around. Maybe enough to hit, maybe if 3% of the people in the United States decided to buy gold, it would be gone. Over in China, if they picked up 1.5% of the people to buy gold, there just wouldn't be enough supply to go around.
And the graphs show that they're headed that direction this year. That's going to happen in China probably in the next few months, and we see it starting to move that way in the U.S.
It sure is, and Alex, it's driving the prices up. I mean, silver's going through the roof today. I mean, silver hit a high that we haven't seen in 30 years. It hit $32.92. We're almost at $33 silver right now.
And this is what I told people when they artificially drove it down a few months ago. I said, watch, next time it goes up, it's going to break the previous record from last year. It already has today.
It sure has. And gold, of course, hitting almost $1,400 an ounce for at $1,393.20. I mean, the market is just incredibly strong. This thing isn't ending. And now we're looking at a war in the Middle East, and everybody's wondering how much money we have to print in order to finance that fight. I mean, there's no wonder that, you know, people are concerned about the United States dollar. I mean, the printing press is running like crazy.
And gold is going up as well. Ted, here's the $64 million issue. Whether somebody wants one silver half dollar, or you can get three silver half dollars basically at cost and get three of my films free and free shipping, that's basically a $70 value on top for free. People can do the math. It's amazing. You've got a bunch of francs, sovereigns, buffaloes. But if people want the old price from a month ago, and you told me this morning you're running out, if they want to, again, get in a time machine, go back when it was lower, something nobody else can offer, tell folks the specific coins you've got for the radio special and when the price is going to go up.
Well, let me just correct that Freudian slip that you just had. It isn't silver halves that I'm offering with the videos. They're real silver dollars. And that's $97 for three videos and three silver dollars. Silver's at $33 an ounce. Anybody can do the math. You have to be absolutely out of your mind if you don't take advantage of that offer. I mean, you're going to get Alex's videos. That helps support Alex.
So,
you get the silver.
So that's
that helps support you.
Let's do the math. That's what a three silver dollars at 33 come out to?
I mean, silver is, well, 33 times 3. I mean, you're going to be at $100. This is delivered at 91. I mean, there's the, or 97. There's the math right there. Plus, you get the videos. I just don't know how people can lose on that thing. I know you have Bob Chapman up here quite often. I mean, I'm giving away a full year subscription to the International Forecaster at a Frank price that was yesterday's, actually 3 days ago since the last time
I was. And folks, this isn't a joke. You can get a Frank basically at cost. Now it's more than cost, but Ted doesn't go up when it goes up till he runs out. And a free $159 value on it for free. You can get three silver dollars for $97. That is literally at cost right now or below it because Ted bought it when it was cheaper. And three DVDs and free shipping. That's $70+ then for free on top of it. Ted, what do you got on the gold front?
Yeah, well, on the gold right now, I suggest those Buffaloes, the Eagles, I mean, bars of gold. Older $20 gold pieces right now are at $1,694. They've gone over $1,700 already. There's a lot of different things that you can choose from.
Let me give the number out, Ted. It's 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. I want to briefly come back and calmly tell folks about these specials. Folks, you cannot find it cheaper anywhere.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
You know, it's a mind game that the system plays. I have met with cousins. I have met with family at Thanksgivings, at Christmas, going back, visiting my wife's nice family. And I'll sit there and, you know, tell them 6-7 years ago, hey, gold's at $400 an ounce. It's going to go up. They're starting to devalue the dollar. It'll take many years to do it, but gold's going to go up. And they just like, oh, yeah, right, Alex. And I see them a year later. Hey, it's 700 now. You might want to buy. Hey, it's 800 now. It's 1,000 now. It's 1,200 now. It's 1,300 now. It's 1,400 now. I remember telling people, buy silver. I remember telling my dad 10 years ago when silver was $4.50, $5 an ounce, Dad, get into silver. Get out of the stock market. And it's just people can't imagine physically holding it. They can't imagine that security. And people say, well, if the dollar's devaluing, why do I want it? Because you buy it when it's low, and then when you cash them in, even though the dollar's devalued, now you cash them in at whatever that new value is. It stops inflation. I don't even get it as an investment, though it obviously has been a great investment. So, of course, I hyperventilate when I talk about this. I know Ted is offering deals because even though he bought this gold and silver over a month ago at one of its latest lows, I get the internal Midas Resources printouts. In fact, I ought to show one to you. I have before where it says our markup on this is 3%. I mean, you're talking on. But remember, silver and gold has gone way up. So Ted bought it when it was low, and his markup was 2, 3% on these specials. So he can order it and pay for his staff. Very competitive. But when gold and silver goes up, and he's still offering it at the old price, it's below what it should be. Three silver dollars. I mean, a silver dollar anywhere is like $33, $34, $35. Do the math. That's above $100. Three of them for $97 with the shipping included that cost about $10 for Ted to send it registered, so it's insured. And then three of my films that cost $60. I mean, when I tell you can't get a better deal than this, you cannot. Ted, briefly, tell folks the number to call is 800-686-2237. And I'd say buy from us and support the network and what we do, but it's not even really supporting the network. I mean, when you do these things at 3% markup, that just basically covers your cost, doesn't it, Ted?
Yeah, it does. But, you know, I mean, the thing is if you get the videos and you pass them out, it supports it, man. It gets the word out there. I mean, that's the fuel that lights the fire that's been burning in the bellies of people that want liberty, Alex. And your videos carry that message loud and clear. I don't know how they can find a better resource for that. Plus, also, you get three silver dollars. I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, I should add, Ted couldn't do this if I didn't sell him the videos almost at cost. But I do that again to get them out. That's why I say make copies of my films. It's about getting the word out, and it's about protecting yourself. It's storable food, firearms, gold and silver. Ted, I can't find a deal better than you're offering. I hope people call you.
Well, I tell you what, Alex, when it took 24 dimes, it takes 24 dimes now to buy one old silver dime, and back in 1965 it took only one. You know that you're not winning by owning paper currency. It's losing purchasing power.
But they have this illusion where it goes up in the graph but always dips a little before going back up, and so people go, well, it just went down, and the media has all these headlines about gold's dead, silver's dead, and it always follows the same trend because of dollar devaluation and paper devaluation. We know what we're talking about. Go, folks, search the term 10-year gold graph, 10-year silver graph, or 11-year silver graph, 11-year gold graph. It's going straight up. 800-686-2237. They play mind games with you, folks. 800-686-2237. Is gold the perfect hedge against inflation? Is it the perfect investment? No, there's nothing perfect on earth. But it is the best. There's no doubt about that historically, and that's what I believe and what I go with. And has it proven right? You bet your bottom dollar it has. 800-686-2237. Thanks, Ted Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.